This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9
with Simon and Paul.
Here we go!
And this evening we're very privileged to have the singer, the performer, Ajak Kway, with us tonight. Ajak, together with her eight-piece band, will be appearing at the Hamer Hall next Wednesday, the 8th of April, as part of the pre-show performances for the group Tinariwen, and she'll be performing in the auditorium, I believe.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah.
Welcome to Joy, Ajak.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, guys, for having me. Yeah.
You're welcome.
You were raised and grew up in a Dinka village in the Upper Nile in South Sudan, and you come from a musical family and began singing at ceremonies and celebrations, learning the songs of your heritage as a child. Can you explain a little to our listener what the Dinka culture and music is?
It's hard to explain it because it's a little bit, it's a free range music. There is no count. It's just a free line. You just sing along with it. It's like a nomad music.
Right.
So you walk with your cows and sing along with them. And yeah, that's what young people do, especially male. They sing with a cow and all this, and women sing in a wedding, and they sing in a ceremony if there is something. So it's just a part of life, but they never specialize to be. Women never specialize, they all men sing. And so I learned all these songs when I was really a little girl. And my father was a singer too, so he was a serious singer. He wrote a lot of anthem song.
Right.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of songs. So that is where I come from, and I grew up knowing all this song. But now I step out from that. I'm a person by myself. I create a lot of my own, according to my life experience, you know, being come from that part of the world. And
right.
Yeah. So I mix it up. She's what about it today. Yeah.
You said that traditionally the men are the ones who sing, not the women. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So how did you start singing if you just tried to break tradition?
No, because it happened in the city, but not in the countryside. You know, women,
okay,
they sing together, but to be specialized to go and sing by yourself, it doesn't happen. You can sing a song with your fellow women and all this stuff, but men do. They go and sing when they go and cheer the girls, what they do with it. They pad those bulls and they sing with it. So that the people are specialized for singing. It's special to be a singer.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking to Ajak Kway tonight. In 1992, because of persecution in Sudan, you were forced to flee to Egypt, where you spent 8 years in exile.
Yeah.
Whilst you were there, you formed an all-female group of fellow exiles and began performing traditional and new Dinka songs. How was that received in Egypt?
Well, we didn't go and sing for, we just sing for Sudanese people,
right.
And we just sing for free, and we didn't even think about getting money from it. We just happy to sing because we were so angry because at the time we were young, and I went to college there in Egypt, boarding school, Seventh-day Adventist College, and I was in a choir. So when I finished the college, that when we met a band called the Girls Band, and it was so funny because we sang a lot of politics song, and we were very, you know, not very angry, but try to be positive, do a lot of songs about forgiveness, and because if you fight, you know, it just hatred go on and on and on, and doesn't stop, and that's what we try to do. And in our other hand, we were not very happy too, because we didn't do anything to make us a refugee. We didn't contribute any part of it. So we just think why it happened to us, you know, because we couldn't go back to Sudan. We just, you know, young and live by yourself with no family members.
So you felt like victims of something that you didn't have any control over.
Yeah, but then I didn't want to feel that way, to be a victim, you know. You just have to, you know, and like the rest of us do, you know, it's wrong to feel a victim, you know, because you can, you, it doesn't matter how difficult the situation is, you always try to find a way to overcome it. Yeah. Mm. So that's what we try to do through songs.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I believe in 1999, under the United Nations Humanitarian Aid Program, you joined a small number of southern Sudanese refugees in Tasmania. Why Tasmania?
Yeah. Well, when you come with a UN bag, that is your identity. You don't have a choice, you know. That's the one thing about being a refugee, because you lost all this stuff. You lost dignity. You just right. like... So I didn't have a choice, really, at all, to come to Tasmania.
And while you were there, you became well-known in the local community, performing songs as a soloist, accompanying yourself on a hand drum,
yeah.
which I think you did the other week at the Viva Victoria Festival, didn't
you? Yeah, I tried to do it. It was too hard. It was too hard, yeah.
Yes, how big a cultural change was that for you to go from, say, Egypt to Tasmania?
It was a shock, because Cairo, when you're in Cairo, it's like a mad town. Absolutely, the chaos. You know, you go to Ramses, and everybody go, the car peep, 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 peep in your back, and everybody yell at you. So when I come to Hobart, that was the first thing I asked. I said, where are the people? It was like a ghost town. Absolutely.
I don't think it's changed much.
Yeah, that's one question that I did ask when I first arrived in Hobart. And I remember the woman said, oh, you will find them. And I said, where? And in the city. And I said, where is the city?
In 2001, you formed your own band. What did that consist of?
It was contemporary music, because I don't want to be... I wish I was somebody in power, I say that sometimes, because I really like to explore. I don't want to be in a box, you know, like someone from Africa or whatever. I just want to be part of the world. So I did a lot of just my creativities to a modern sound with traditional. I can do both. So we did it like a traditional, really. Mm. With a modern, you know, modern sound.
This is Joy 94.9.
We're talking tonight with Ajak Kwai, and we just heard a track from her last album called Come Together, called And Janine. And Ajak, can you tell us a little bit about that track, please?
It's a funny track. Actually, it's a love song. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people get hurt, and they think it's the end of the world, but sometimes, you know, you just have to live with it. And maybe find another way, because sometimes when you upset, you forget about other good things, but that is always a good thing.
That's right. You need to move on. You can't just stay and be upset and sad. You need
absolutely
to,
yeah, because you know that when that once that is bad thing, they are always a good thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is there any particular theme to your Come Together album?
There is a lot of couple of themes, because I sing about peace and love, because what happened to in my country, that it's all where I come from. People don't understand that love means so much to people, because people say it's naive to be loved or to love someone, but that is not true, because that will make us a human. And and I just think about, you know, why we have so much hatred and not loved?
Very good question.
Because it costs you more to hate someone, and it costs you nothing to love someone. Because if you go to bed and I said, I hate that person, I hate that person, either one doesn't sleep.
That's right.
And a person, but if you forgive them, you be in peace, you know. I love them. It doesn't matter what they did. You be in peace.
You've been resident in Melbourne since 2006, and prior to that, of course, you've seen a lot of life and much suffering in your younger days.
Yeah.
And you try to reflect that in your music?
Absolutely. I try to be positive, because being positive it gives you time to think about good things. But if you're miserable and think about focus on a negative thing, you feel miserable and you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's not easy, you know, to be able to overcome problem. But it also harder to be. It also good to be positive. So that's what I try to say. I never look back. I just want to go ahead with it.
Very wise.
This idea.
You play many folk festivals and multicultural events, including the Viva Victoria Festival, which was on in Federation Square the other weekend. What are your future plans?
I just want to share my music with my new home, which is Australia. And music is a world language, and I just want to make people happy. That's what I like to do.
That sounds wonderful.
Sounds wonderful.
We thank you for that.
And I think through your music you've achieved that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ajak Choir, for coming into the studios of Joy 94.9. Have a great show at the Hamer Hall on Wednesday night next week. And we should add that we do have some tickets to give away for the Tinawarin concert.
For that concert
at the Hamer Hall. So if you'd like to ring Joy on 96992949, the first two members to ring in can have a double pass each.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you. Thank you, guys. It's my pleasure to be here. And I like the name Joy, because you know, people forget that it's a beautiful thing.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.